Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
I'm Keith Parent, and as always, it's nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. We begin today with a pianist that I met in 2002 at the Beijing International Jazz Festival in China. He comes from Australia, and his name is Mark Isaacs. He's also a composer and composes many of his own works. This is from a CD released in 1998 called On Reflection. It also features Adam Armstrong on bass, Hamish Stewart on drums, Jason Cooney on tenor sax. Keep it in your mind. Thank you. Mark Isaacs and his group from the CD On Reflection with Keep It In Your Mind. Montreal has, without a doubt, probably one of the most recognized jazz festivals. It's called Le Festival International de Jazz, or in English, the Montreal International Jazz Festival. It is just as big as some that are held across the United States and in Europe. One thing that is very special about the Montreal International Jazz Festival is most of the concerts are recorded and then used on CBC and also on the French network Radio-Canada. In 1989, at the June 30th festival, Charlie Hayden was on stage with Joe Henderson and Al Foster. It was especially recorded for Radio-Canada and is absolutely fantastic. It was released commercially just a few years ago. Before that, it was only for broadcast. This is from a CD that was released from those Montreal sessions. It's called The Montreal Tapes, Charlie Hayden. Here he is, like I said, with Joe Henderson and Al Foster with Round Midnight.
Thank you.
Around midnight, Charlie Hayden on bass, Joe Henderson on saxophone, and Al Foster on drums. This was recorded live June 30th, 1989, at the Montreal International Jazz Festival in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. It was for a series of special broadcasts for the CBC and the French network Radio-Canada. It's available on CD called The Montreal Tapes. Somebody asked me the question recently, what would be a good book to buy to find out more about jazz, its history, and some of the best recordings that are available on the market? I have to be honest, there's a number of them out there. But for somebody who is just starting out, getting to know more about this music, and for somebody who wants to know more about it and the phenomenal recordings that are out there, I would suggest The Penguin Guide to Jazz. The Penguin Guide to Jazz. It's available at fine bookstores literally everywhere. Here in Asia, Southeast Asia, Europe, South Africa, the Middle East, the United States, Canada. It is without a doubt one of the most popular jazz guides available. When the book came out in China, they also released a 4-CD box set that went with the book. It was a little bit unusual because it only featured Columbia recordings, and it was called the Columbia Jazz Penguin Guide, and it went with the book. Now, this special book with the 4 CDs has been released. This special book with the 4 CDs eventually was released in other places as well, Hong Kong, Singapore, and many others. And it's not too expensive, and it is absolutely fantastic. And it covers a wide variety of jazz, going back to the 1920s, all the way to 2005 when it was released. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks from one of the CDs. First, let's begin with Bix Beiderbecke and Trombology, followed by Woody Herman and Four Brothers. Thank you. Woody Herman and his orchestra with Four Brothers. Before that, Bix Biederbeck with Trumbology. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Sonny Clark from the album School Days is next with the title track. We'll be right back. Sonny Clark from the epic album School Days with the title track also called School Days. Australian vocalist Janet Seidel has been to Taipei on a number of occasions. We even recorded her last year when she was performing at the National Theatre. Just before she did that concert, the night before, she ended her set with a song which is undoubtedly the most famous Taiwan song of all time. It was a big hit for Taiwan singer Teresa Tang, or in Chinese, Dolly Jun, in the 1970s. The song in English is called The Moon Represents My Heart. She did an intimate jazz vocal version of it, and when she did, she brought down the house. Here's Janet Seidel.
Thank you very much. This is our last song.
Australian vocalist Janet Seidel recorded at the National Theatre here in Taipei, doing an English and Chinese jazz version of a popular song by Teresa Tang from the 1970s called "The Moon Represents My Heart." It is without a doubt one of the most popular Taiwan songs ever. Let's now move to a little bit of George Benson from the album Beyond the Blue Horizon with So What.
Thank you.
George Benson, So What from the album Blue Horizon. Our last selection today from pianist Newborn Jr. with the Dennis Farnham Orchestra and I'm Old Fashioned. Thank you.